A Vermont environmental court judge expressed concerns for the health of Lake Champlain Monday as he heard an environmental group challenge state permits that would allow more pollution to be released into the lake. But the state is defending the permits in court, saying they allow pollution limits sanctioned by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. VPR's John Dillon has more.
The Conservation Law Foundation appealed the permits for sewage treatment plants in the Lake Champlain watershed. The permits would ultimately allow more dissolved phosphorus to be released from those plants, even though the lake is overloaded with phosphorus, a nutrient that fuels toxic algae blooms in the Big Lake. CLF lawyer Elena Mahaly argued the state should not allow more phosphorus from treatment plants because the lake is getting worse, not better.
Fish kills are a more frequent occurrence. Property owners along the shore, businesses and homeowners are seeing their property values plummet because of the lake problems. And that's what brings us here today, is a situation where the agency has confoundedly authorized 9 wastewater permits that allow 7,000 additional pounds of phosphorus to enter into a lake that cannot handle more phosphorus.
Environmental court judge Thomas Durkin is hearing the appeals. Turning to Mahaly, Durkin seemed to agree that the lake is in crisis.
I want to thank you for the overview you began your argument with, because that's a very serious concern that the court shares as well.
Sewage treatment plants account for about 5% of phosphorus in the lake, compared to non-point sources such as agriculture and stormwater runoff. The state argues that phosphorus reductions required under a 2016 cleanup plan, called TMDL, or Total Maximum Daily Load, will ultimately make the lake cleaner. These include cutting phosphorus from farm fields, dirt roads, and stormwater. Laura Murphy represents the Agency of Natural Resources. She says if these measures don't work as planned, the state will revisit what's allowed under the sewage plant permits.
So there's an accountability framework in the TMDL for just this purpose. Under the accountability framework, there are certain milestones the state needs to achieve. If and when the state does not make adequate progress on those milestones, EPA says in the TMDL, we'll look at ratcheting down the waste load allocations.
Chris Killian is a senior lawyer with the Conservation Law Foundation who has argued Lake Champlain cleanup cases for most of his career. He says allowing more pollution into a water body that's already polluted is unlawful. And he argues that the other programs to reduce phosphorus have yet to work.
The notion that the first thing that we would do in legal authorization and permitting out of ANR to clean up Lake Champlain is issue wastewater treatment plant permits that allow thousands of pounds of additional phosphorus to go directly into the lake before any of the other programs are even adopted or funded or conceived of, seems like it's fundamentally backwards to me.
The state is asking Judge Durkin to dismiss the appeals. Durkin said he'll need some time to weigh the arguments, but in the meantime, he invited the two sides to sit down and talk about a possible resolution outside of the courtroom. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.